Jesus.
Ugh, went down the wrong hole. Well, luckily, you didn't recommend me anything, so we can just move on from that. I don't think it was anything.
I think you just said,
Ollie, have a week off. You've been watching a lot. You watched two series of American Horror Story. Just take it easy. Do what you want.
I recommended you Scream Queens.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, you've overtaken me now with... You have now done less recommendations than I.
That's not... First of all, it's fewer. We covered this in the previous episode. But second of all, I don't think that's true.
No, it's true.
Go on, then. Go on. Which ones have I missed?
You've missed...
I read The Sculptor. I read some of The Sculptor.
You read some of The Sculptor. You haven't finished The Sculptor yet. Fuck me. I mean, come on.
I've ordered it from Amazon.co.uk. That was a little hint. If Amazon, if you want to hook us up with one of those affiliate links where we get a kickback from... If you just do that for us, please.
I mean, I know there's only
like 30 people watching.
Just give us free Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I don't really want Amazon Prime, but all the cool people have got it.
Yeah. You could watch Transparent.
Oh.
Anyway. So you didn't recommend anything, so we can just move on.
Scream Queens.
It's been really good.
The Walking Dead. Yeah, The Walking Dead. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's move on.
So, there's been about 50 episodes since we last talked about it.
Yeah.
I think the last episode...
Well, we did talk about it last week.
Oh, yeah.
But
Apple had other plans. not my fault. Not my fault.
No, it's not.
Absolutely, 100% not my fault.
It's really not your fault.
Not at all. I mean, who could say it wasn't?
I mean, just because you did it...
Just because I was responsible for the action...
Doesn't mean that it was your fault.
No. So, I think what we said... last time was that it was going to shit the bed on episode 2 because episode 1 was so good. It didn't quite do that, I don't think. The Daryl episode where he... No! The episode where they went to the kingdom, episode 2.
That was quite good.
Considering that it...
We'll have to skip through these episodes, I think.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Like Ezekiel...
I actually preferred the introduction of the kingdom to how it is in the comics.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, basically everyone's talking in that weird way. They're all going like, you know, of course you shall pass, meet the leader. It was just a few people and mainly Ezekiel. Everyone else just...
And his funny mate.
Yeah, his funny mate. But he was, even then he was making little jokes and it was kind of light. And I thought Carol's reaction to how ridiculous it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked that.
Even the speechifying at the end was pretty... I enjoyed because they got to the reveal
it was still like Carol doing the similar thing. It was still like,
shall I kill or shall I not kill?
I just don't know why. Same with all these episodes, because they've gone to like, we're going to do this person's episode, this person's episode, this person's episode.
It's for budgetary reasons.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, but it's fucking annoying.
But imagine, because like,
mix it up.
We'll get to the episode we've just had. Possibly the worst ever episode.
Oh, God. It was horrendous.
But there was basically no main cast in that. And then you look at the preview for the next episode and all of the main cast are in it. So you just feel like they didn't have to pay them for that episode so they can afford to pay them all for that episode.
Oh, but that's just fucking... Come on. It's annoying because, like, if I was in a show... I don't know, man. It's annoying when, like, if you have to pay all these actors so much money every single series. Because it's like, if I was in a show like that... I wouldn't want more money every season. I'd be like, I'm just so... Oh, it'd be so good to be in it. And if everyone was proud of like what they were making and they were like, we're making something really good, would it matter?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the reality of it is it just takes a lot of time, but quite grueling.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
It's not that fun to make, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And also agents get involved, don't they?
Yeah.
It's not always the...
Everyone wants a cut.
Everybody.
Suddenly you become an industry.
Yeah.
And so there's all
product.
These people. A brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben Adams, the brand.
But what was the next episode? I mean, that one was pretty good. Didn't quite shit the bed.
No, it wasn't that magnificent. And the episode after that was Daryl.
Daryl? Again, I thought it was pretty good.
It was good, yeah. I liked it. The song, I kept singing it to Hayley all the time.
Easy Street. Easy Street. Yeah.
And we're picking up the good champagne, all that.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, lots of people apparently thought it was slow and uneventful.
I enjoyed it. I didn't think Negan needed to be in it.
Oh, come on.
No, he didn't need to be
in it. Put Negan in everything.
No. Don't overuse him. He needs to be in it at the end when he's having that chat with Daryl, like, you're gonna join us? You could get this bedroom.
Mm.
But he was like, there was no need for him to be in that bit where he shows him Lucille again, going, I'm going to hit you with a bat.
No.
That's what I do.
It's but the scene between him and Dwight was really good.
Yeah, that was good.
It was like, do you want to go on your wife again for old time's sake?
And I didn't like that they didn't show you what happened to Dwight. They just told you. They just said, like, oh, this is what happened, and then I had to burn your face. And
You wanted to see some nice...
Yeah, I wanted to see...
Some face burning.
Well, just for, like, a viewer, if you see something, you're going to be more...
invested in
Yeah.
So they should have done a flashback.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing wrong with a flashback. Everyone's used to
it. Yeah, but then you know what they would have done with that? They would have done a, here's the Dwight episode. Mm. And they would have made a whole episode all about him getting his face burnt off.
Yeah, but... that would be a hell of a lot better than this episode that we just had.
This last one. Which
I'd watch an episode about Dwight. That's an interesting story. Yeah. At first, you'd go, oh, God, here we go.
Not quite
Dwight. But you'd go, oh, actually.
Heath and Tara, two characters no one likes. Well, people like them, but, I mean, they're just so... I understand that, like, to make side characters more interesting, you do have to give them some time on screen, but a whole episode...
No, you don't. Anyway. Give them time on screen, yeah, but... in a story that people care about.
Yeah.
Like, don't just invent this whole new fucking story. Like, the Morgan episode, I really liked because I liked Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting, but...
This was the episode where we found out why or how Morgan ended up being, like, a super pacifist.
My friend calls it how Morgan got his stick.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't understand the nuances. But so that Daryl episode, that was okay. It was good.
Hmm. I like the making the sandwich at the beginning. Nice snappy editing.
Yeah. It's very nice. And then
we had
the
one of my favourite.
Oh, that was great when Negan turned up to Alexandria.
That was. I think it's got to be one of my favourite episodes that they've ever done.
Yeah.
Just in terms of a little piece, it was one thing they developed. They gave a whole. Extra long episode to it, and everyone complains about it. Seems like, or a lot of people complain about The Walking Dead taking its time over something, but I thought that this was an example of just showing us just how humiliating and how oppressive the rule is under Negan, that you have to kind of go through this, and presumably gonna have to go through this every time.
I liked when Rick had to kind of get, he just gave the knives to Negan.
Mm.
Like, he didn't need to do that at all, and everyone was just like, you fucking...
Oh, when he... Or you meant when he, like, chased down Michonne's gun?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, when he gave the guns back from the house, they were all looking... Oh, no, but he had to, didn't he? Because otherwise...
He had to, because they knew they had them. But with Michonne's gun, nobody would have noticed.
Yeah.
But that he decided to give it to them anyway.
Yeah, it's like, why... And Negan was just like, you fucking puss.
Yeah. I knew you were special.
Yeah.
I really like that they kept the line from the comic.
Yeah.
I just slid my dick down your throat and you thanked me for it. Ooh.
Yeah.
I remember that
and
from
Negan
the comics.
Negan and Rick are like the best characters. I just want to see them every week. What's happening?
Mm.
I don't want to see...
But The Walking Dead doesn't tell focused stories like that. It goes dots all over the place, and then, you know, you get... It means that one week it's going to be
so every season,
brilliant, and then some episodes are going to be...
So basically every season there's, like, 3-4 good episodes.
I would say every half season.
Right, okay.
So I would say about half of every season...
Four good episodes in half a season. Because in this half a season there's only been 2.
I suppose in terms of really good ones, but I've got high hopes for these next 2.
Okay.
It seems like they're building towards something, then they got something under their sleeves. Looks action-packed. Whereas...
Yeah, but I feel like they've cut out all the bit that I was worried about this season, so I was like, it's just, they're going to really drag out Alexandria, like, getting supplies for Negan, everyone being a bit pissed off, and Rick being a little puss. And people going, like, we need to do something. Rick going, no, we can't, and then secretly going, yeah, no, but I'm planning something. But we haven't got any of that. And I thought they were going to drag that out, but now we haven't got any of it. They've just kind of skimmed over it, and they haven't shown any of Alexandria, really.
Mm.
Just, it's... I don't know. So I worry that
well,
when the backlash comes, it's not going to be... as earned, because you're not going to see them struggling that much. It's only going to be, you only see a little bit of Alexandria.
I don't know. I still think that they're telling. It was just a good. They did manage to pack a lot into that episode. I feel like if they went now, because Rick was so thoroughly humiliated in front of all of his people, and then even in front of, like, I liked what they did with, because he and Michonne kind of got together with when they were both at the kind of top of their powers, and
yeah,
you could see that. I thought for a while what they were going to do was that Michonne isn't really into him anymore, because he's been kind of demasculated and she wants to fight, he doesn't, and maybe their whole romance was built on that kind of excitement of being like the king queen of the apocalypse, and now that they're not anymore, maybe it's all gone out. And there was a really touching moment at the beginning of the episode before this last terrible one, where they actually told three different stories, and it was about the Hilltop and Maggie and stuff. There was a moment between Rick and Michonne where Rick went in to, like, kind of give her the sort of weak kiss on the cheek kind of thing.
Like, I know things
are difficult, and like directed his face back over to her lips and gave him a nice passionate kiss. I thought that was really
especially, because in the episode before, he's like, "We don't have a mattress."
Yeah.
And she's just like, "Jesus."
Yeah, this is what I've got. Yeah. Pussy boy. I thought I had Rick Grimes. Anyway, the pizza is here. So, you know.
Guys, please. Please help. I can't. I mean, he's not feeding me. I don't get any of this pizza. He just eats it in front of me. He's coming back. Help.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so we've had a little bit of pizza and renewed energy. We will now talk about what were we on?
We were on Walking Dead, the episode where Negan came to town.
Yeah, I thought it was great. One of my favourite evers. Yeah. And just the thing I seem to like about The Walking Dead is what a lot of people don't like, it seems, which is, because apparently the ratings are going super low, like the lowest they've been in years, since season 3, apparently.
What, in this series?
Yeah, which is, I would think, the opposite, because I feel like it's getting to some really exciting places. It's clearly leading to some action-packed stuff.
No. They're going to be like, let's go away from the comic.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, a lot of people were turned off by that first episode because they thought it was too violent.
Really?
So a lot of people are like, "Oh, you've tortured me enough. I love Glenn and you just bashed his head in. Fuck you." And they haven't returned. And then with these episodes where it's all about the group just being subjugated and humiliated, apparently people don't like that either.
What?
Which is, I think, so much more interesting to watch. These badasses that you know are capable of all these great things just having to...
Oh, no, it's going to be shit forever.
Oh, really? Why do you say that?
Well, because they're going to be... The network are going to be like... But then AMC are quite good.
I don't think it'll have a big effect. No. Because I think they know what story... Like, the comic book story is good enough.
Yeah.
And it's action-packed enough that I feel like they'll get ratings back. Once people are like, "Oh, it's really cool again, and there's all this stuff happening."
And people will be like, "Oh, no, they get a real good comeuppance, don't you worry." And they'll be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I want to see that."
But I can't really relate to these viewers who are like, "It's not fair, like, the bad guys are winning, and they're not, the characters I like getting beaten up, and, this isn't what I tune in for." Like, just...
Yeah, but we live in a society of spoiled little...
Would you care to elaborate on that?
Well, people are just entitled, like little shits. People that watch The Walking Dead are what, probably early 20s to...
You're saying we're too old to be watching The Walking Dead?
No, I'm saying they're going to be like spoiled little brats and be like, "Oh, my character that I love died, and that's shit. I didn't get what I wanted. Fuck you," because that's just what they do.
I do think that people that complain excessively about The Walking Dead are behaving quite... I mean, maybe it's because I'm a big fanboy, but I feel like they've been a bit spoiled. Like, it's still got tremendous production values, all these great actors, all these interesting characters. Yes,
I don't care about that.
Sometimes there's a terribly shit episode that makes you think, why are you... You know know how to do this well. Why are you doing it so badly? But I feel like that's part of being a fan of The Walking Dead, is getting really frustrated by it a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's
maybe I'm just talking like a big fanboy.
It starts to wear thin. It's like, come on.
Then they after that they did an episode.
Maggie and.
Well, they did a bit of everyone, really. They did something that they haven't done for ages, which is tell about three different stories.
Oh, God! This was the one with Carl and the Superman scene.
The Superman scene?
Let me elaborate. The Superman... So, in Superman 1, they're flying in the air.
Mm.
And Lois Lane is like, is this real? Is this a dream? Just a really awkward... Like poem. Romantic.
A little poem.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like an awkward romantic moment. That
doesn't
just doesn't
rhyme?
Work
it rhymes as well, doesn't
at
it?
At all. I think so, yeah. Are you in my dreams? Or something like that. I can't remember what it is. And it's just dreadful. And this was Carl and... What's her name?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, it was... Yeah, I mean, it was dreadful. And he turns up... So this girl, I can't remember. Let's call her Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne... she's always running off, and she's probably one of the most uninteresting characters.
Do you think? I think she's alright.
Nah, she's so boring. I get it. Like, whatever. Shut up.
I don't think Carl's any better.
Oh, God, no, this is what I was going to say. Like, Carl is even worse. Just, and he turns, and she runs away again. And it's like, if you're going to keep running away, just let her run away. Everyone keeps bringing her back, let her run away. And, Carl went off to chase her in a car, and then the car smashed into a zombie. And straight away, I was thinking, like, well, Carl's not driving that, because it's just completely against character. Just driving in, it was just driving like a badass. And then he turns up in the window, and he's like, "Here, babe." And
yeah, but he's showing off, isn't he?
Yeah, but
he's being a teenager. So, he's being smooth.
He's so awkward and shit, though.
But I think he's meant to be awkward and shit. Maybe again. I make a lot of excuses for this show.
I don't think he is meant to be awkward. I think he's meant to be cool and quite tough at this point. And apparently this is his last season.
Really?
Yeah, because there was a tweet that he put out that was like, oh, you know, I've had such a fun time over these last few years and blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
And got deleted.
Ooh.
So maybe they're doing the time jump and they're going to replace Carl with an actor.
At the end of this season, they can't do the whole all-out war in this season, can they?
Oh, shit, yeah. Maybe he dies.
Yes.
That would be fucking great, wouldn't it?
No.
No, it would.
I don't know if they can kill Carl. It's too much of a long story to be telling to just kill him off willy-nilly. I feel like we're meant to be super invested. I reckon we're going to see Carl grow up into a man and then he's going to go on his own adventures. And that's probably how it will end.
Yeah.
Then Rick will die, Carl will be a grizzled badass.
Yeah.
And inherit the Earth.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, in the show, there's no way that actor can do any of that.
No.
It's just...
Well, he wants to go to college.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So...
That's a selfish, isn't it?
No. It's the best thing for the show. Just replacing... They should have replaced him years ago.
Mm.
But, you know, they didn't.
Well, no, I won't be that fast if he goes, no.
No.
I think they could just like, rip it off a plaster, just replace him, don't make a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
Don't need to do a time jump, everyone will get on board, it's fine. Right. Just be like, that's what Carl looks like now. He's always like that, it's fine.
Maybe when he, like, if he gets his face smashed in a bit more.
Yeah, mutilate him.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
And then
just cast a mutilated actor.
Like have him
a burn victim.
Have him sing with a warthog and a meerkat, and then swing off. And then the next scene, he comes back. He's a man.
I don't understand.
Like in The Lion King.
Oh,
that's what happens in The Lion King. Everyone got on board. So
I only saw it once when I was 28.
Really?
Yeah, that skipped me by.
You excited for the remake?
No.
The live action remake, Beauty and the Beast. Oh, God. There's a new Beauty and the Beast film, just quickly. And it's live action, and that's supposed to be enough for you to care. It's exactly the same story.
Is that Tim Thingy?
Tim Burton?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. What's he doing?
He did Miss Peregrine's House for Peculiar Children.
But isn't he just doing... He's doing a... There's a teaser for it. He's doing one of them fairy tales.
Is he?
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know, but that's...
Anyway.
This isn't it.
Whatever.
And what was the saying?
Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Live action.
So it's live action, and they keep like showing trailers and stuff, and they have like little bits of the music.
Mm.
And instead of a cartoon candle, it's now a CGI candle.
No.
And instead of having all like the characteristics and stuff for, like, that's in the cartoon, and like you can really see the character, it's a candle. In the live action.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's just a candle. And like, but that talks like Ewan McGregor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like Ewan McGregor.
Do you know who's playing Belle?
Dunno.
Do you know who's playing the lovely, womanly, you wouldn't mind, Belle?
Who's that?
Emma Watson.
Oh. Don't you like Emma Watson?
She looks like a she'll forever be a child.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little did we know when we were counting down the days when she would be legal that she would always look like a child.
Yeah, she would. Always.
We were cheated.
Yeah, we were. We were.
Anyway, in that episode, they managed to tell three different stories.
What was my point about Beauty and the Beast?
No, I have no idea.
Basically, no. Because in the trailers, it does like little nostalgic music of like the. Of all the songs, and it shows you, like, it's the Beauty and the Beast you love. And they're selling it as another product, but it's like, you can literally go and watch the old Beauty and the Beast now.
Mm, mm.
But it's, and it's exactly the same, it's just, it's got different voices, and it's live action, and it's not live action.
Not the ones that you grew up with and love, but new ones.
New ones.
That won't be as good.
Nowhere near as good. Ewan McGregor is...
No.
Dreadful.
No.
And the Cogsworth
walking around going, when is Ewan McGregor going to tackle that camera from Beauty and the Beast?
Lumiere.
I mean, Jesus Christ. It's so obvious.
Doing a French accent as well. Mm. Great. I think for Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon, didn't they get someone who was actually French?
I don't know.
Maybe. It sounds good. Good French accent. Cogsworth is played by Ian McKellen.
Anyway,
I love Beauty and the Beast. Like, yeah, I genuinely love Beauty and the Beast, and it's pissed me off a lot. And now they're redoing The Lion King. Fucking. So anyway, now we're back to Walking Dead with The Lion King.
So they told
Carl and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, Carl and Avril Lavigne.
They had a little romance that was void of any chemistry at all, and they roller skated. Like, the writers were like, we have no fucking clue what to do with these characters, but we have to make them have a little romantic moment.
Mm.
They find some roller skates and they roll. It's bullshit.
I thought it was sweet.
Fuck off, shit. They should have found a nice quiet place. He kills a zombie and then he fingers her.
That would have been better, would it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been more realistic. I would have been like, okay, yeah. They're of that age. They're of fingering age. They'd be like, and they're like, you know.
I'm gonna move on.
People. I'm just saying. I want to see that in my walking. No, I don't. But it was just horrendous. And then Maggie and Sasha.
They were dealing with Gregory. I like the guy who plays Gregory quite a lot.
Gregory was the best thing.
He's
about that
properly
episode.
Slimy.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
It's good to see a character that's just a kind of coward in a very pompous way.
Yeah.
But I like the visit between him and the saviors. It had some of that flavour from the previous one, but a slightly different dynamic. The other guy with the handle moustache, he looks fucking great.
Trevor from GTA.
Is he?
Yeah, from Grand Theft Auto.
Is that who plays Trevor?
Mm. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very so good.
That stuff, all those scenes, they were amazing. Loved all that. It was great.
Could I get a quick kneel from you? That was great.
It was great.
I didn't really get what the fuck they were on about where they just let all the zombies in. It seemed a bit like the rationale for that was a bit stupid.
No. I think it was just to remind you, you know, you need us.
Right.
We can do this. Like, we're here now.
I see.
Let's not have any trouble.
So, like, continuing the idea that the protection they offer is from them. I see.
That's why it was Maggie that took them all out. Because he even said, like, we were going to clear them up for you, but then Because obviously they were planning to come in, kill them all, and go, yeah, you still need us. But then Maggie was like suddenly a general. And they were like, you're pregnant. It's like, doesn't matter, get over there, Johnson. And that was a bit shit. And then they rushed the whole, maybe you should be leader of the Hilltop, even though you just got here.
Yeah. They're telegraphing it a lot. But that's been a thing that they do. They sort of doing both things at the same time. They're simultaneously rushing certain things that would have been quite nice to just slowly take the time. Like the Dwight backstory.
Yeah.
They just told you everything. They told you the entire fucking thing in that episode. Didn't show you any of it, but just said, like, that's the history of that character.
And you got little bits of it. There was little glances and stuff. You're like, okay, I get this. Like, something's going on there. You can develop that over...
Exactly. They had that sort of... Like, that comment where there was a pregnancy test and there was that kind of poisonous sort of, oh, well, maybe next time. Do you remember that? Where Dwight sees his ex-wife and she's got a pregnancy test.
That's enough for one episode. Move on.
Like, what's going on there? That was full attention.
Exactly. But
5 minutes later, they're going, oh, well, of course it was my ex-wife, and then we came back, and then I got my face burned, and then it's like, shit.
Oh, actually, but wasn't... She was in a previous episode.
She was,
So they fucked themselves over there.
Mm.
By introducing them both, you kind of... I think they probably thought, well, we've got to explain what's happened between them. But they don't need to.
But then at the same time, other things take forever. Like doing a whole episode with Tara and Heath.
That was one of the worst fucking episodes. I was already thinking, I don't want to watch this episode. It's going to be shit.
Mm. Nothing about the preview really made you excited about it.
It really, really was terrible.
Mm.
And it was like, it built up this whole thing of like, kept going back to Tara and you're going to find out what's happened to Heath.
Mm.
It's like, I could not care less what happened to Heath.
Well, they haven't really built him up much. Although maybe I can't remember what they've done in the previous season, but it doesn't really
feel like...
It's been
so long since you've seen them.
Yeah,
you have to build up, like they did with the first episode, where they built up your emotional connection to the characters again.
Mm.
They didn't do that with Heath, so you're like, who's this guy? Oh yeah, he's that guy.
It's been like half a season, or if not.
And Tara's more. I don't know who she is. I don't know what the point of her is.
Well, she's kind of goofy and, you know, stuff.
And then
she finds
a bunch of women.
Yeah, there was another podcast, like a Walking Dead podcast, that brought up a good comparison. It was like, as one of those Star Trek episodes where they happen upon a planet, like, this planet only has women.
They suspect
men, and what's happened to the men in this? Didn't really feel like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, what did happen to all the men?
Well, the explanation kind of saved it, I suppose, because they didn't. It wasn't so much a decision that they had no men. It was that Negan's gang had like lined up all the men and any child over 10 who was male, and just shot them. Executed them.
Oh.
So, I mean that's the one good thing about the episode was it told you another kind of, you know, warlord kind of feudal punishment that he's dished out to this village, and so that's another kind of...
Why would he do that, though?
Because he's a badass.
Yeah, see, this is what I don't like.
And he's got a kind of old-fashioned view that, you know, women can't really do much. And there won't be much of a threat without the men.
I don't know. I don't
but also, he's trying to instill the fear of God in people by doing these kind of...
killing all the men, why would he do that? That's like, then they can't... Like, what? Why would he do that? He'd be like, I'll kill a few.
Well, because they... Because
you all have to work for it.
It does seem a bit like the punishment he doled out to them, which was to execute all of the men and children over 10.
Yeah, why? What happened?
Wasn't quite... I mean, it was quite... severe in comparison to the punishment he gave to Rick's crew for wiping out an entire outpost.
They basically went, wouldn't it be cool?
Which was to mush two guys' heads.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he's eased up a bit recently.
Was this episode, which they keep doing in TV at the moment, was it written and directed by a woman director?
No,
but at the moment they do that in loads of shows, and it's like big news, and then in everyone they try and like make a real point, and it's like...
No, I don't think they've done it. It's not... I don't think they were trying to make any kind of feminist point with it.
I don't know. Except they've been doing it in a lot of shows.
It was a little bit on the nose that the kind of main lesbian character is the one that happens upon a whole society full of women. And it just didn't... That's not what The Walking Dead does.
No.
That kind of thing.
I wanted to see Heath go in there and it'd be like, why the last man? And it's and it would be interesting. More interesting, and cool.
Yeah. And now Heath is missing. He's clearly not dead.
I know, we haven't but who seen cares?
Him. No, but that means that later on down the line we're going to have a fucking episode about what's Heath been up to?
That bit on the bridge where Heath and Tara almost die and then she falls off. I laughed. Like, I physically laughed because it was so ridiculous. And the way it was done...
They were having a full-blown conversation.
Oh, it was just
while
dreadful.
Surrounded
yeah.
by zombies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, no, I'm not going to leave you. Just the sort of weakly tapping them away.
Yeah.
No, you go! No, no, you're my friend. No, I didn't really know you that well. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't look
good. Shit. But hey, you know, we've got Jesus in the back of a van.
He was shit as well. He's nothing like the Jesus. The Jesus in the comics is a... The Jesus in the comics...
I agree with you.
He's a badass. Yeah. He's awesome, man. In this one, he's a wet fucking blanket.
They need to stop showing him with his long, straightened, flowing locks.
Well, he knows all this, like, martial arts stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to me like a kid... Like a loser in school who has learnt martial arts, and he's like, I actually can do taekwondo. So, like, that's what he seems like. Whereas in the comics, he's just a fucking badass. Oh, I don't know. I don't like him. It's pretty shit. And now you've got two of the most the shittest characters in a truck on the way to Negan.
Ooh boy!
Is that what's happening in the next episode?
I think so. I would like to see the thing that they do in the comics happen in the TV show, which is Negan getting to make a big deal out of how he's returned.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, look, I've returned him. I haven't hurt him.
Yeah, they won't though, because this Negan's an absolute dick. So he's just going to be a dick for no reason. He'll be like, oh, here's Carl back and I'm going to cut all your dicks off.
Yeah, sure.
But why do they have to mix up two interesting things? If you've got Carl and Jesus in Negan's place... And then you've got Rick and the other guy. What's his name? The guy who's going to overthrow Rick.
Spencer.
Both of those are pretty interesting stories. So if you're going to have one episode devoted to Tara, why not just... Do you know what I mean? Have one and another.
Why anything in this crazy world?
It sucks.
It's because
so
they can't
shit.
Have too many episodes in Alexandria. It costs fucking infinite...
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many main cast characters. They can't, unless you want to have an episode set in Alexandria where, like, there's only three of them around for some reason and it feels suspiciously empty.
Okay.
You have to have loads of people turn up, and then you got to pay them for that episode. So they, I mean, I can't think that they would choose. Just think, if they had infinite money, I tell you what, the best way to go, in the middle of all this excitement. Let's see what Heath and Tara are up to, because I know people are kicking themselves in the middle of all this Negan horse shit. Like, you know, let's go on a supply run to a place we have no emotional investment to.
There was a bit in one of the episodes, I think it was the Maggie episode, where Spencer, it seemed to come out of nowhere that he was against Rick. And suddenly he had that bit where he was on the railroad track.
He was just ragging on Rick.
Oh my god, it's just like, in fact, I think Rick's an absolute dick. And also, if Rick hadn't been here, maybe we'd be okay. And I'm gonna overthrow Rick. And it was like, Jesus, where'd that come from? But I don't know.
Well, it kind of makes sense. He's the son of the previous leader.
He wouldn't come to that, like, he might come to that conclusion in private.
Well, he wanted to make a deal with him. He still thinks that he's a fucking idiot. But
are they
going to
do that in the next episode, do you reckon, where Negan guts him? It's just going to be Negan turning up at Alexandria again. Like, in the comics, there's lots of bits in between that are slow but interesting and builds it up. And then Negan turns up and you're like, oh, this can't get any worse. But in this show, it's just not like that. Sucks.
Well, you sound very spoilt.
I know, but...
You just become one of those entitled cunts.
Just makes me want to read the comics all over again.
Yeah. Well, that's good. If the show makes you want to get back into the comics, then it's doing its job, I think.
Oh, yeah, the comics are just absolutely superb. Yeah,
but most people won't go. Not so much anymore.
No, they are.
I don't like it anymore.
No. Do you read it monthly?
Yeah.
Have you gone back and read it in a volume?
No.
There you go. That's your problem. Really? That's what I did. I was like, yeah, I'm not that fussed. And then I went back and read the volumes, and I was like, no, it all works really well. It's really good.
Yeah, I do catch myself thinking, who's this?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should go back, because the Whisper of War stuff, I'm not nearly as excited.
That's exactly what I did, yeah. That's exactly what I was like.
I'm not really into this.
No,
and
but
then they killed off Alpha very quickly.
Yeah, but...
in order to service Negan's story, which I thought was...
Yeah, but it's not about Alpha, is it? It's about Beta. It's about who's under that mask.
Hmm. Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Governor.
It couldn't possibly be the Governor, could it?
No, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah, yeah. Dead as fuck.
Yeah, he is dead.
Yeah.
Who could it be? Yeah, but I don't know. It's exciting, though.
But who could it be?
Yeah, who? I don't know.
No one exciting. Who? No? Who could it be that's exciting? Name a single person that would make you go, oh. No one.
No.
Who's missing?
No, no one's missing.
Everyone's there.
Yeah.
It's Rick. What?
No, are they all there?
Rick's been two people the whole time.
Shane, it'll be Shane.
Oh my. Cunt.
No, maybe there's got to be a few people that are...
missing.
Yeah, there's got to be somewhere along the way.
Mm.
I don't know, though.
No.
I don't know.
Don't think so. Your move, okay, yeah, but, Kirkman.
Yeah, I don't know. But it is good. No, I do. I am enjoying it. And Negan, that whole thing is like, he's going to earn Rick's trust. And then he's gonna fucking crush him. And I reckon he'll kill him. That's what I think will happen.
And then Negan becomes the new Rick. What?
Until Carl
kills him.
Up.
Yeah.
I think that would be fucking amazing.
What if Negan just straight up murders Rick next?
After proper gainer's trust, like even gaining the reader's trust, you're like, okay, so Negan's this now.
He's changed.
Because he has. He in the comics, he's kind of like comic relief now.
Mm.
But he's gonna.
Wow. Stay tuned. Watch
this
space.
Who knows? But in the show, they'll definitely fuck it up, and it'll be. I think they need to do the time jump.
Hmm.
Because they're just gonna fill it out with shit otherwise.
Yeah. They're not. I think what Fear the Walking Dead has proved. Is that Kirkman isn't so great straying off his own book and coming up with new ideas just for TV.
Yeah.
In fact, no one seems to be any good at that.
No.
It is consistently the strongest when it sticks to the classic storylines.
Definitely.
And the classic kind of iconic moments of the comic books.
Yeah.
That's when it really seems to come alive. It's like Kirkman had all his best... or has, or continues to have, all his best ideas in comic form.
Yeah.
That then, when being adapted for TV, works quite well. But when they go, Kirkman, got any ideas just for the show? He just,
What about...
What, like, Society of Women, and, like, the lesbian, like, goes there, or something?
Yeah.
And they go, it's gold!
Oh, I've got cat hair in my eye.
Oh, shit.
Your bloody cats.
So, shall we do recommendations?
Recommendations.
I don't really have anything else to talk about over there.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, we could talk about Westworld, but I haven't watched the latest one, and I don't really care about it.
Oh, I like it. I really like it. I think it's very interesting. I think it's going to reveal itself to be more... to be deeper than you thought.
Well, that brings me on to my recommendation. You're not going to like this.
Oh,
you're
God.
Not going to like it.
Oh, God.
But I maintain it's better than Westworld. Humans.
I've seen Humans.
You've seen series one of Humans,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah.
There's a whole series two.
Really?
Yeah. Not the same, like, comes the voice from the wings.
Oh, okay.
It's...
But I was on board for series one, and then I just got a bit...
You know what? The only weak thing about it is the guy who plays Lee... Shut up. The way...
Acting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Keep... What's the next one? Come on. What's the next one?
The editing.
The worst thing about it is the... Yeah, all right. That guy who plays Leo, I think he was in Merlin.
Oh, no, he's still in it.
Yeah.
Mate.
And the way he acts is really out of place. It's very strange. He's very melodramatic and sort of... I'm suffering.
He's a robot as well, isn't he?
Half robot. Yeah.
What do you mean half robot?
Well, he's kind of... He's got bits of human... But he was a... He's a, like a reanimated... Basically the reanimated corpse of the creator's son.
Oh, right.
Who... I mean, this isn't a spoiler. That was revealed in the last
season. Yeah. I've just forgot.
It's spoiler for yet people haven't watched it.
Sure. Oh, sure. But that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Especially as I'm trying to get more people to watch it because I think it's really good. It's got all them questions that Westworld gets two hammy actors to stand around pondering, like, oh, what is it to be human?
Right.
Do
the
memories enforce the or the other way around? Oh, of course.
Right.
While looking at some sort of landscape, they come up with an interesting plot and a funny little cool scene in order to illustrate those points.
Okay.
And it's got really good performances across the board, I think. There are occasionally it gets to that territory of like, it's British and slightly clumsy, trying to be a bit American or whatever. But overall, I think it's really good. And it's so much smaller scale and it's kind of got a nice domestic, it's got a domesticity.
It's still about the family and that.
Less and less about them. Oh. They're still characters, but they're, and there's still the home life.
And is it about like, they're on the run.
No, it's sort of about they're starting to illustrate the struggle for synths to be recognised as humans as more and more of them become conscious.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. You can mind falling asleep as much as you want, Smarty Pants face.
No. So I did like series one. I enjoy it.
I think it's very good and. Gonna score some brownie points here. Lots of women, and it's really good. Lots of women in it, really good. Lots of variety in the portrayal of women in that.
Okay, good.
Yep. So, I might not have liked the latest episode of The Walking Dead because but I did say that humans is really good because there's lots of women in it, and they're all different, and there's lots of cool stuff happening there.
That's good then.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I recommend that. And it's got the guy from Kill List in it. He's great.
You've turned me off it, but I won't say why. Yeah, no, good. Good. I want to watch that. Well, I'm going to recommend you.
Come on.
Now, see, I wanted to recommend you something, but now I'm thinking, if mine's going to be a bit painful, yours should be a bit painful.
It's not going to be painful. It's a great show, and it wrestles with some really interesting questions about artificial intelligence.
No, I'm sure.
In a way that Westworld just kind of says out loud.
The thing that puts me off is that I'm going to have to watch.
A lot.
I'm going to have to watch the 4OD adverts that I've seen a million times.
Don't watch it on 4OD. Watch it on, like, BitLocker or something like that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Gotcha. You can't watch 4OD. They make it literally impossible to watch 4OD. You just can't watch the same fucking adverts 5 times in an hour. What the fuck are you doing, you clowns?
Cool. Well, I'm going to give you... which one? Cosmos.
Cosmos?
Yes, Cosmos. The series
Carl Sagan.
Cosmos by Carl Sagan. But
do you think, as a 30-year-old intelligent man, that I haven't already watched Cosmos? I mean, you kid? Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I own it.
Not with Carl Sagan.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want you to watch that one.
What?
I don't want you to watch that one.
What?
That's out of date.
What?
Carl Sagan's amazing, but that's out of date.
So which one? What?
I'm talking about the brand new, sexy Cosmos with the black Carl Sagan.
What?
Can't remember his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
It is one of the best things you will ever see in your life. It's amazing.
Is it better than Carl Sagan?
It's fucking great. It's as good as Carl Sagan.
I haven't watched either of them. So
well, well, Carl Sagan.
I do own the Carl Sagan. In one of
that, there's a thing that Carl Sagan says that I want tattooed on me.
What's that?
Which is, if you want to make an is apple it? Pie from scratch, you must first create the universe. It's nice, isn't it? You think, fuck yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I do. Well, watch Cosmos. Watch Cosmos take a lot of acid. watch Cosmos. Every single one. First one is quite general, and it's kind of like to get you hooked and to get you like watching, and the rest are kind of more
specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not, it's not all, one of them's about evolution and how life can come from other planets and stuff like that. That's really good. It's really good. But when I first watched it, I was a bit like, all right, don't pander to me. Like, I'm aware of this stuff. I know this. And then as it went on, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, I had no idea, like, about any of this. This is, and it's said in a way that, you know, you can understand it. And it's just fucking great.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I thought you meant the old styly one. I didn't even know there was a new one.
The thing that might put you off is that there's loads of women in it. No. There's, because it's kind of like, he goes like, hey, welcome to my ship of imagination.
Does he? Does he?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And it takes you through it like a CGI journey. Because obviously you can't see everything in the universe. You have to...
Didn't have the budget.
Well, you just can't. I mean, you can't. Didn't have the budget. You know, you can't.
Can't go out to
You can't. Comedian. In the show, it shows you that the bit of the universe that we've seen, which is fucking huge...
Studios cutting corners.
The tiniest part of the actual known universe. Sure. And it starts going into universe upon universe upon universe.
Yes, I don't need to know all that.
You do! It's happy real!
To just keep my worldview nice and closed. No. So that I don't go insane.
It makes you go, we're tiny and nothing matters. So
but I already know that nothing matters.
Yeah, but now you get to see, like, on a scale of how little it matters. It's so good. It's so great. There's an episode where...
Doesn't it make you want to kill yourself, though?
No.
Like, might as well.
No, because it makes you full of wonder. Like, oh, my God, there's so much more to learn.
You're not
going to
get to see any of it.
Yeah, you will. You get to
outside
see
of Cosmos.
Right, listen. Yeah, but that's...
And you're not even seeing it. It's a CGI representation of it. They might be making it up, Ben.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't... Why would
they? For all you know, they could just be spinning you a yarn, mate.
Why would they? These
because
are
they know that Jesus made it all.
Right. So anyway, he has a little pop at Jesus every now and again. But not in a bad way. He just says, like, creation. Like, so you can see that a creator couldn't possibly do this. Like, you'd have to be... an insane person to think. It's just
that's so disrespectful.
So fucking great. There's a bit in it where you see how stars are created, and it's just like, fuck.
Lots
like,
of press.
a breakdown,
YouTube coverage, yeah. All that.
It's just honestly, just watch it. Maybe, you know, have a few smokes.
Hey, drugs.
Maybe have some drugs.
What?
Well, the problem with drugs is they make everything better. And so, you know.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. I wish I could be you.
Well, in a lot of ways, I'd imagine.
Watching Cosmos, yeah.
I've got it going on.
I wish I could just watch Cosmos again instead of watching...
Humans. Yeah. No, it's ruddy great.
In my head, I'm just seeing all like the boring British, like, darling, are you taking out the bins? Oh no, I'm gonna get Jessica to do it. Oh, what would you like me to do? Yes. Take out the bins, Jessica. Okay, but would you ask your own
I think this is good, this scene you're creating. It's
to
good.
Take out the bins?
I'm intrigued what happens next.
And the dad comes in, "Wee, I'm a fucking... Give me that Robux, fuck it! Because I can't help myself!"
You nailed it, yeah. Alright, well, find out next time, guys. And watch Ben...
Maybe.
Watch Ben eat.
They
his
might
words.
Never hear this. This probably this might get deleted tomorrow.
All right.
I'll get a text saying it's all gone.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mr.
Ben. I'm only joking. It's fine.
Bitter cunt.
Jesus.